This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast on the 4th of February, 2025. I'm Ian DeEubank, and the HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller have the news today, including Indiana Farm Bureau President Randy Crone set to serve another term on the AFBF board, and one analyst look at market reaction to Trump administration tariffs. Chief meteorologist Ryan Martin has above normal temperatures today. Nothing like yesterday, though, and the rain enters Indiana tomorrow. Corn and bean markets all rallied yesterday. We'll have the numbers and John Zanker market analysis on the HAT Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Attention farmers, a big part of the Keystone Cooperative Advantage is reinvesting in the business to better serve farmer members. To support this effort, they're partnering with Purple Wave Auction to sell over 150 pieces of quality equipment this January and February, including over 70 sprayers and spreaders with brands ranging from Case to John Deere and Rogator. And there's so much more selling in these auctions. Get registered today at purplewave.com.
Indiana Farm Bureau's president to serve on the American Farm Bureau Board of Directors, and how the markets are reacting to President Trump's tariffs. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. When Farm Bureau members from across the country met last week in San Antonio for their annual convention, Indiana Farm Bureau President Randy Crone was reelected to serve another two-year term to represent the Midwest region on the American Farm Bureau Federation Board of Directors.
It is an honor and a privilege to be able to serve agriculture. We're making sure Indiana's voice is heard at American Farm Bureau, and really the Midwest voice. I think we're fairly unified, but I think our key or important parts are that we come together, and that's what I'm proud of Farm Bureau about, is being able to bring different interests, different perspectives to the table, and then leave the room with a unified voice for agriculture across this country.
Crone tells Hoosier Ag Today that a unified voice is critical right now, with several different issues impacting agriculture.
Farm bill across the finish line is probably number one, but the labor issues we know across agriculture, I run into that more and more. And then even the labor part, the wage rates, how they're increasing way above what everybody else is. And so those are some things, just the regulatory front, and trying to build a relationship with the new administration, knowing where we're going and what their priorities are. So no shortage of issues and things to do.
In addition to Crone, Howard County farmer Isabella Chisholm was reelected to serve as the chair of the Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee. Chisholm also serves on the board of directors. This past weekend, President Trump issued an executive order imposing 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, as well as an additional 10% tariff on Chinese imports. But on Monday, Trump said he was hitting the pause button on Mexico's tariffs for 1 month after they agreed to try and stop the flow of drugs into the U.S. C.J. Miller has more on how the markets are reacting to Trump's tariffs.
All in all, the market is taking it very well, especially with the updates on Mexico.
And that's Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. He says the grain markets responded favorably Monday to the news that the Mexican tariffs would not be put into place right away.
Mexico, one of our leading corn importers here, taking more soybeans from us, soy oil, even importing more wheat from us. So with all of those coming in, yes, we are seeing a very favorable reaction, corn, soybeans, and the wheat complex.
However, Setzer says the livestock sector took a hit on Monday from news of Trump's tariffs.
Feeder cattle posting a huge reaction. So did live cattle. Both of those technically overbought funds record long, both live cattle and feeders. So a bit of a correction there.
He adds that hogs may be the commodity that sees the biggest impact from any tariffs against Canada and Mexico.
Pork trade in 2024 between those two sources, 32.5% of U.S. exports went to Mexico, 8% to Canada. Combine the two, that's quite a bit of pork trade. Looks like we'll get that Mexican trade continuing there, but our Chinese demand, and China was a buyer of a third of our pork last week in the export sales. If we lose that business going forward, the gain in Mexico is not going to offset the loss in China.
Check out my full conversation with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
All right, C.J., thanks. By the way, April lean hogs on Monday down $4 to $86.35. You can get more grain market analysis in the Hoosier Ag Today podcast in the free Hat Mobile app. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Calling all organic grain farmers. Make plans to attend the Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting February 19th at the Beck Ag Center in West Lafayette. Hear from keynote speaker Dave Campbell of Lily Lake Organic Farm and connect with experts on insect ecology, organic markets, and biological amendments. Register online by searching Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting or call Ashley Adair 765-496-6362. This message brought to you by Purdue Extension and the Indiana Organic Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here across the Hoosier State, another pleasant day today with temperatures above normal, but we're just not quite as warm as what we got to yesterday. Now, we haven't had to burn through as much fog, or I don't think we will through the day today, because the slightly cooler temperatures are impeding what kind of fog we'll want to develop here. We're going to be seeing clouds increase tomorrow, and we have rain coming in relatively quickly. So today, temperatures still above normal, but dry. Tomorrow, temperatures are going to be warmer than today with rain forming. The rain will be anywhere from a tenth to one full inch across the Hoosier State from tomorrow afternoon to through the evening and overnight into Thursday. I think by Thursday, mid-afternoon, we're done everywhere. We're going to be seeing a dry Thursday night period and into Friday, and then we see rain coming back over the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, we can see another tenth to three quarters of an inch in about 90% of areas across the state. That secondary round of moisture is going to usher in a much colder finish to this weekend. So overnight Sunday night, we chill down with high pressure setting up over the top of us. And then all week next week, we are partly sunny but chilly. May have to watch for a little bit of snow trying to come through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys at midweek next Wednesday, the 12th. It's not a system that has a direct hit for us just yet, but if the low tracks a little farther north, that could change things. So we're watching that. But temperatures stay below normal pretty much all week long. Might see a brief moderating surge as we head into the Valentine's Day period, but then a reinforcing shot of Arctic air comes in to start the following week. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Grains and oil seeds on the plus side. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. All the final numbers coming up. We'll begin, though, with commentary from John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette. I checked in with John near the end of the session. Mostly higher throughout the trading session on Monday amid much tariff talk. Overall, the markets, though, held in extremely well. A very strong dollar index could have pushed those markets lower. The stock market weak throughout the trading session, but it's a new world, and it was an interesting day for corn, soybeans, and wheat, John.
Well, I was sitting there early in the morning and early in the session talking with a customer on the East Coast, and all of a sudden beans popped five cents in just a matter of seconds. And I told him, I said, well, somebody capitulated. And as it turns out, it was the Mexicans. And President Trump announced that the tariffs will be delayed 30 days, at least 30 days, as the president of Mexico committed to committing more troops to the northern border. So good news there, and that certainly provided a pretty good oomph to the market. That's more important for soybeans, or excuse me, more important for corn than soybeans. And so it would be nice to see some sort of agreement reached here with China in the not-so-distant future. We still have that somewhat non-binding treaty that was signed between President Trump and President Xi back in, about 2019, but there wasn't very much follow-through on it, and it would be nice to say, hey, let's get back to that one and see what we can do with that. So maybe we'll see something there in the coming days. I'm still worried about soybeans and how huge of a crop we have developing in South America, Andy. And you know, there are some problems in Argentina. That crop has been reduced, but by how much is the only remaining question, and maybe we'll get an answer on that a little more here in the next couple of weeks.
Are those the primary factors, South American weather, and obviously any news day to day, hour to hour, really, about tariffs?
That's pretty much it. And part of that weather for corn is that the Mato Grosso corn, or soybean crops, coming off slowly, which means slow planting to that Brazilian second crop, or the safrinha. And that's been supportive to corn. That safrinha crop accounts for about 75% of the total Brazilian crop, and that portion of their crop is bigger than the entire Argentine crop. So there's some strong focus on that, and of course corn yields have been hurt already irreparably by the drought going on in Argentina still. So about half of the country's had some decent rains in the recent couple of weeks, but they need more, and they need a good soaker, and that's perhaps going to happen, but it's always out there in the distant forecast.
John Zenker is with us, and U.S. stocks of corn and soybeans tight enough that possibly we could weather a storm with this tariff situation going on?
You know, we do Canada's our largest trading partner. Mexico's number two, China's number three, but of course for agriculture, what we're doing with China and the soybeans is the main thing there. There's a lot of livestock moving between here and Mexico and such. You know, those things are extremely important to the overall numbers. But for us in the grain business, what's going on with those soybean shipments to China, we won't do very well if we're still in a trade war. On July 1st, and the weather looks great here, and Brazil ended up north of 170 million tons, and Argentina north of 45 million tons, we're not going to like the price of soybeans. So this is a big deal, and you know, we've got the worst, the weakest Gulf basis in the last 4 years right now on soybeans. The spreads are wide, and our crush margins, for the first time in several years, they're not negative, but they certainly aren't as robust as what we've been seeing. And that goes back to soy oil and some of the concerns there about what may happen with our biodiesel. And this new administration is not favorable to biofuels in general. So we have some concerns in that area, Andy.
Commentary from John Zenker. He's with Risk Management Commodities. Their number, 866-837-9027. Now these numbers, the settlements from Monday trade, up 6 3/4 at settlement time on March, May, and July corn. 488 3/4 for the March finish, May 499 3/4, July 503 1/2 at the end. Up 16 1/4, March beans, 1058 1/4, May 1072 3/4, a gain of 15 1/4, July 1087 up 14 3/4, March wheat 7 1/4 higher, 566 3/4. The meat's down after the cattle market began the day higher. April live cattle, though, finishing at $200.15, down 2.15, and April lean hogs $4 down, 86.35. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.